Welcome into halftime of our football game on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here for our first Windsor Manor Seniors Saluting Seniors here on this Friday evening. And our interviewee here at halftime is Webster City Senior Tristan Wright joins us. Tristan, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
So obviously right now you're in the middle of your senior volleyball season, but what are some of the other activities and athletics that you've been involved in your time in your years at Webster City?
I've been involved in basketball all 3 years, and I plan to do it this year, as well as track as too.
Gotcha. And obviously through those moments, I know you probably had a lot of memorable moments and through those sports, you know, just if you can narrow it down to maybe one or two things, what would you entail that would you say is your most memorable moment of your high school career?
I think for volleyball, my sophomore year when we were almost conference champs was a pretty big moment for us. Last year with basketball, just being able to be a better team, being humble was huge for us because we never really thought we would get there in track. Obviously, making state last year for shuttle hurdles was a big achievement.
And kind of piggybacking off of that, obviously, a lot of high school kids in their time, they have achievements that they're proud of, and that can be athletic or academic as well. If you could narrow it down to just one or two achievements that you're most proud of that you've been able to accomplish, what are those achievements?
I would say making state track was a huge achievement of mine. I kind of have done track just to hang out with my friends, and I really like the coaching staff for track, but going into doing shuttle hurdle this year and just kind of starting out this year and then making state with a lot of good girls that's probably my biggest achievement so far this year.
And going from there, obviously, when you're not doing all of those sports and those activities, what are some hobbies you like to do in your free time outside of school?
I like to hang out with my friends a lot and family. I like to hang out with my dog. I obviously do a lot of studying for all my classes, but just being around the people I enjoy being around is what I do most.
And obviously you're around your friends and your peers a lot. And first and foremost, you know, in the classroom on a day-to-day basis, how would your friends and peers describe you, Tristan Wright, as somebody in the classroom on a day-to-day basis?
I think I try really hard in class. I take all the notes I can. I love talking to my friends during class and hanging out with them and doing group projects, but I would say I work pretty hard in the classroom.
And conversely, when you're on the court or when you're on the track, how would they describe you, Tristan Wright, as somebody that's a competitor?
I also think I work pretty hard on the court. I've done a lot to be as good as I've gotten in all my sports, and I love hanging out with my friends and joking around, but also bringing everybody up on the court and just having a good time with everyone all the time.
And going from there, obviously, throughout your 4 years of high school, I'm sure there's been a lot of lessons you have learned throughout your time in high school. If you could go back and take one lesson and tell maybe freshman year Tristan, or tell maybe somebody that's a freshman now, just a piece of advice that could really last, you know, not even through all 4 years, past all 4 years of high school, what's that life lesson that you've learned that you would pass down to someone younger?
I think to just keep persevering through things, because with school and sports, there's a lot of up and downs, and it really does get better. And even if you're having a rough practice or a rough day at school, the next day will be better, and you have your peers to bring you back up. And I just think just to keep going and keep your head high is something that I've really learned, because there's a lot of things that can happen to bring you down, but staying up is huge.
And the question I like to save for the end is obviously about role models. Every high schooler has them, whether it's it can be your parents, it can be a coach, it can be a teacher, it can be, you know, maybe an older sibling, someone that was just a couple years older than you that kind of showed you the ropes. If you can narrow it down to one or two people that served as those role models for you in high school, who would those people be?
I would really say my parents have been a huge aspect of everything that I do in life, and they really helped me through school and sports and helped me be the best person I can. All my coaches, Mossback, Howard, and Marty have, they've been a huge part of who I am, and they really have made high school the best experience it can be for me.
And finally, obviously, with graduating in the spring, what are your future plans, Tristan?
I'm not really sure. I think I want to go into something in the medical field. Mm-hmm. I might attend Iowa Central or Iowa State, but something in the medical field is what I plan on doing.
All right, Tristan. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior volleyball season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
That was Tristan Wright of Webster City High School on our Windsor Manor Seniors Saluting Seniors program, as we'll go back live to the field for halftime next here on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC.